to host Amtrak mayors today?
Not just mayors. This was both. We had state legislative representation here: Senator Sullivan, Senator LaHood, Representative Hammond, Representative Moffitt, Representative Tracy sent a someone in her stead, and we had Mayor-elect from Galesburg, John Pritchard. We had Mayor Bruce Tossel from Kewaunee. We had a representative from the mayor's office and Convention Visitors Bureau and downtown chamber development folks from all of our communities along our proposed corridor that extends from Princeton through Kewaunee, Galesburg, Macomb, and Quincy. We had a good discussion today about how we'd like to move forward in promoting our individual communities, both intra-corridor-wise and more of a regional perspective of presenting entertainment, economic development, things that we share in common because we share this corridor of Amtrak.
So how much you go about doing that?
Well, we discussed many ways. We're going to form a subcommittee and brand the corridor we're talking about for starters, and then we're going to go ahead and establish a subcommittee that can work on specifics about how that gets accomplished. You know, whether we, you know, something as simple as taking an Amtrak timetable and presenting it in a fashion where we lay out things that can be accomplished by going from one community to the other on a day trip or a short time turnaround. Really, the possibilities are unlimited. What we want to focus on and ask people to consider as they formulate this is, what do we already share in common? Let's, for example, we met at the train depot today, in the heart of our downtown community. We took a walking tour of our downtown and then met and had our lunch and meeting at a local restaurant all within walking distance of the Amtrak facility. That's the kind of things we would like people to start thinking of, not only that live along the corridor now, but grow that into a regional attraction. And of course, we can never forget about the core element that we all have in common, and that's simply the funding that is in place for Amtrak. Part of that coalition will, biggest part of it will be sustaining that funding source. That's one reason we had, and we had good representation from our state elected representatives to come and hear how important not only this new vision or initiative may be, but the ongoing and sustained effort at getting transportation dollars earmarked specifically for our state routes.
These type of Amtrak trips right within this region, do many people do that now? If they do, is this something you're just trying to grow, or do you think many people don't take advantage of that?
I would think it would be the last. We haven't done a good job about establishing those and getting the word out about them. I think anybody that does it now does it on a very their own initiative, shall you say, with little or no input or a prompting from any of the communities along that. We want to change that. We want to actively market that. And again, not ever forgetting our core being the sustained funding for the system that we now have in place.
Probably most people look at this as, for example, a line from Macomb to Chicago,
right,
rather than something you could take to Quincy or you could take to Galesburg and come back the same day.
Exactly. We don't want to forget about that more regional approach either, but we've decided amongst ourselves that we want to try to promote the existence of, and promote the what already exists here in our corridor. You know, for example, there's a train that can be taken from one point in one of our communities up to a local community up the rail, have breakfast and catch another train on the way back within a very short time period. We'd like to promote a longer stay when possible, a day trip of sorts as well.
And this is something it seems like all the communities are on board with, so to speak?
It is. It was something that Representative Don Moffitt kind of brainstormed with and got us all in the region to think about. Today, the meeting in Macomb was the most well-attended we've had since we started this initiative. There were almost two dozen representatives from across, as a matter of fact, there's more than two dozen from across the area with the same goal in mind.
Any of them take Amtrak here for the meeting?
I don't believe so. That was possible. I do not know if that was the case, though.
When will you all meet again and where?
We'll be meeting again in July, tentatively scheduled for July 15th, and Kewaunee is going to host the meeting then. Our desire is to move it up and down the corridor so that everybody has a chance to see what each community has to offer and can go back and promote the whole concept.
Anything you want to add about this?
No, just looking forward to it. And again, we're not ever forgetting about the core of this of any coalition, and particularly this one as it relates to Amtrak, and that's the making sure the word gets out about sustained funding for the operation of the rail line. So that's the bottom line when it's all said and done.
Thanks.
You bet.